Real Bitches in the Struggle game for Real Bitches in the Struggle. That's a clever little acronym right there. RBITS, Real Bitches in the Struggle. Courtney Love.
I want to touch on the beautiful subject of hair maintenance.
Weave maintenance. I don't know shit about
more
it.
More so. If you go natural, that's good for you. Weave maintenance is my specifics for tonight. We're gonna go for the reusable human hair from the Brazilian curl to the beautiful Indian, you know, all the wonderful pieces that you can get. Ladies, I realize that that's just expensive. I realize that you wanna keep it as long as possible. I realize it's hard to find a good hairstylist, but I'm gonna need you to take that shit out at least, I'm gonna say 2.5 months and wash your fucking hair. It's cute until a nigga be like, hey, get your head away from me, that shit stink. Don't get offended and you know you done had that shit in for 4 months. Like, you know you had it in for 4 months and then you get mad because he tell you your hair stink. Okay, so I'm gonna say give a good weave, 2.5 months, wash. If not, they have the shampoo that's a foam. You feel me? You put it on, you know, you rub it down.
It's a foam.
You know, if somebody get their hair wet, they're like,
the foam turn a color when you put that in your hair?
Foam just helps lift up the dirt. And you can't have, like, a greasy Indian weave. Like,
okay.
That's not cool. Like,
okay.
As far as the braids go, like everybody knows, these braids are in style. The bigger braids is coming back in. I took that upon, a mission myself to get that in my hand. Okay. Trying to take this shit out because it's fucking heavy, okay. First and foremost. When it comes to braids on that maintenance, please, don't let a bitch braid your hair that ain't got no edges, because she ain't got no edges for a reason, especially if she like, girl, I did this shit myself. Like, acknowledge that when it comes to weaves. Because, hair extensions are weaves, braids. White people call them extensions, we just call them braids or weave, Let's see. I am one to acknowledge the half-piece queen, which would be me, because I don't like sewing. I'm not going to lie. If you get me to get a sewing, you got to be a bad bitch, because I'm not a sewing champion. I'm the half-piece queen. I admit to that, or I'll go natural if needed. I feel like hair maintenance is very big.
It's big.
I feel like it's big. I feel like your hair can make you who you really want to be. Like, you can be real cute when your hair is done, and then catch you on that bad day where you got, that natural out. You ain't got a texturizer, a perm, a touch-up, or nothing.
Uh-huh.
And he be like, oh my God.
I feel you.
For the creation of weaves, of extensions, of all the magnificent add-ons to the ponytails, to the braids, to the sew-ins, the glue-ins, 27 pieces. I don't know if you know about that. That's the weave that don't touch your neck and stop right there. Look like you got a shortcut.
Okay.
Yeah, the 27 pieces.
Okay.
Acknowledge that. Please, if you go glue your weave in, keep it glued. Don't be having tracks slipping in the back, trying to wait till, Shanique will come home to glue it in. Like,
if you're gonna
get a glue and weave, keep you an extra bottle of glue for yourself. It don't take nothing but just rub a little glue on the track, stick it to your scalp or your hair, whatever. Get the little blow dryer. Like, that's it.
That's
weave
it.
Maintenance, and you done did the shit yourself. Like,
Weave maintenance.
If you ain't got much hair, or you afraid for the glue to touch your hair, you got a caps that you can use. You can put a cap on, glue to the cap. Weave maintenance, man. Acknowledge it, love it, live it.
Weave maintenance for bitches. Acknowledge Courtney Love, y'all. Boss Mac Topsoil, God bless y'all. Thank you for fucking with us, man.